This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Owen Schroyer is our guest for 5 minutes, but Dr. Pachinik is popping in to cover the waterfront. We are discussing the state of the world today and what's happening and what's unfolding. I mean, look at the Pope coming out in a newspaper interview saying that journalists that engage in conspiracy theories, that means being a journalist, actually questioning government, liars, are, quote, terrorists and should be silenced.
Well, there's no conspiracies going on.
I mean, this Pope might as well just say, you know, I love Mao Zedong. I mean, this is what... How much crazier is this? I mean, this guy can come out and say, Hail Satan.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, call me a conspiracy theorist, whatever. Are you saying there's no conspiracies going on? Or are you saying that I don't have any facts to back up my theories? I don't understand. What are your theories? You know, how can you not see there's conspiracies going on? Look at what's happening to our economy. Look at what's happening with wars. Look what's happening with on the streets of America now. Look at what's happening in our government. People will admit the government's corrupt. People will admit the media's corrupt. But then when conspiracy theorists try to point out why, well, they discount everything we say and the Pope says that, you know, we just don't exist. Like, for example, people would probably say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory that David Brock had to pay out $850,000 because he was blackmailed by his ex-boyfriend he was going to file a report with the IRS. David Brock pays him $850,000. This is a story on Heat Street. It's all over the internet. I've got the actual court documents right here. Superior Court of the District of Columbia, civil action number 2011. $850,000. David Brock paid it out to his ex-boyfriend.
But the controlled media said it didn't exist.
Well, right, because they didn't cover it, and they'll shut you off, or they'll shut Chef Savage off, whoever it is.
And it shows whether these are evil people. I mean, it's the last few years. There's a new level of lying. And I don't know if they've gotten more corrupt or they've been let off the leash, but don't they know it's discrediting themselves? And I think they do. They're just getting prepared for the time we're shut down.
You know, that's an excellent point. Do the liberals see that they're losing the battle? They pay millions of dollars out, correct the record, to send people onto the internet and go and engage in political discourse against people that don't like Hillary Clinton, and they're still losing.
And Hillary can't even get crowds. I mean, Democrats don't like
nothing. There's no crowd.
They send undercover people into her campaign headquarters in different states. Amelia Weaver and others, and they're just like, gosh, no one likes her. All the Democrats I know are voting for her. I don't like her either. There's no one there. Bernie Sanders was like 70 points ahead of her.
There were more supporters of Gary Johnson and Jill Stein in New York on the streets than there were Hillary Clinton.
By the way, I told you something's wrong with Johnson. I don't know if he's got like neurological disintegration or something, but he acted like a mental patient when he was here a few years ago. I've known the guy for a while. He's different now. Like, you know, like his head was in a microwave oven. I mean,
I see the same thing.
But now he went on TV and they go, who's your favorite foreign president?
He doesn't even know.
And he just goes, Mexico.
What is Aleppo?
He goes, this is like Aleppo again.
He should have said Barack Obama. I mean, he's basically a foreign dictator. He's not the U.S. president.
I mean, he could have said something like, no, I like Margaret Thatcher. Or he couldn't. No, here, it's worse. He could think of presidents. He's so robotic and trying to be so political. He thinks he's so smart that he wanted to pick the perfect one that was milquetoast so it wouldn't make anybody mad. Again, we're not trying to be politicians and say what you want to hear. We're trying to overthrow the corrupt globalist takeover. We want to overthrow it and take the blinders off so we can all just make real decisions. See, we're not trying to, you know, oh, if he was smart. It's like Karl Rove when I saw him and confronted him at the RNC airport, actually flying out of Dallas to Cleveland. He's like, Alex, you don't follow the rules. And he was just real, that's why. I'm like, dude. This show has more viewers and listeners than the biggest Fox shows, conservatively. 5 billion views on YouTube, dumb butt.
Well, they don't.
But he's so disconnected with his mummified brain that he really thinks being up on the big Fox Peacock thing is a big deal. It's embarrassing. Fox offered me a show, moron.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Don't miss a special event coming to movie theaters for one night only. Thursday, September 29th. Targeted. Exposing the gun control agenda. Winton's Motion Pictures presents this hard-hitting town hall event and documentary featuring Governor Mike Huckabee, Senator Rand Paul, former NRA President David Keene, and more. Targeted is followed by a panel debate on gun control in America. Take a stand for freedom on September 29th. Tickets are limited. Go to targetedthemovie.com. That's targetedthemovie.com. TARGETED themovie.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first report say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if we were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe a lot of gun owners would agree with me. AK-47 belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Do you understand?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer is our guest. He is, of course, an Infowars.com reporter. He's about to punch out and get ready for the nightly news, which, of course, will air at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time tonight. He's going to be hosting this evening. I'm going to file a special report on that as well. We've got Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us to talk about the debate, to talk about the state of the world, but really because he's the former head of psychological warfare for the State Department and worked in other agencies, was one of the founders of Delta Force with General Boykin and others. He's talked a lot about the silent coup that's happened 4 years ago after Benghazi, when our military refused to bomb Syria and battle for Al-Qaeda and now ISIS. He exposed it here first. We had other guests that confirmed it, like Colonel Schaefer and many others. And they hauled Schaefer in to Congress over what he said on the show. He has to be really careful when he comes on now. But he actually briefed Congress on the fact that about 98% of the fighters were Wahhabist. Call them Al-Qaeda, call them ISIS, it's all the same thing. StevePachinik.com is his website. We're going to go to him in a moment. But I wanted to ask him just in general areas why they're celebrating on Charlie Rose, saying, oh, yeah, ha, 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 you can keep your doctor. Boy, we wrote a great line on Obamacare. Or Grouper says, thank God the public's dumb, ha, 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 and then he goes on C-SPAN and says it again. And while we have the State Department head spokesman saying, you know, we lied to everybody, it's so funny, ha, ha, ha. And Gibbs saying, you know, there's no drone program, even though there is, ha, ha, ha. What is the psychology? I mean, I know in criminology, criminals like to brag, but I don't get this weird celebration. Or is there a method to the madness where they're just inoculating us to accept the fact that they're criminals? Because it really looks like psychosis. Now, I only took a few courses in college on psychology. I'm not a, you know, an MD and a psychiatrist and, you know, everything else like he is. He has multiple, you know, degrees from Harvard and MIT, but he's one of the top, you know, educated folks, but also in the field on these subjects. I mean, again, I found out that Chuck Yeager was a listener in Houston. He wanted to come on. And his lawyer said, oh, no, you know, don't go on there. It's too radical. I think it's cool that I, you know, we got to talk to Chuck Yeager's people and found out he is a listener. But folks were asking me, who's Chuck Yeager? So it's kind of like, who cares? You know, the guy that broke the sound barrier, the guy that shot down, you know, 50 Nazis or whatever it is, you know, super ace, like the third best U.S. ace. People just don't even care. You know, but I mean, Steve Pachinik is a heavyweight. And it's not that we want to sit here and kiss his ass and say, oh, he's this big, great guy and the composite character for Jack Ryan and the Patriot Games and produced a bunch of big Hollywood films and co-wrote a bunch of Tom Clancy's books, blah, blah, blah. It's that we'll sit there and look at some candy-ass, lying, you know, white shoe lawyer, PR flack, spew BS at us, and then, oh, it's so slick, it's so cool because there's a State Department insignia behind them. But then when the people who have actually overthrown countries are on, notice the media doesn't ever cover when Pachinik's on. They'll always cherry pick stuff out of context. They're scared of what he talks about. They don't like it. I had years ago, I don't know why I'm telling the story, but it's good to just get background for the listeners. I'd go on Japanese TV, British TV, or Russian TV. I still go on it sometimes, but it was RT Nationwide. And they said, oh, we would like you to come on a special 30-minute show. And I said, okay, I'll come on that show. And so I go in my office, turn on the computer, and all of a sudden, it's not a Russian TV show. It's like some government command building with this big, giant, long table of all these, like, brain bug Russians with big beards, and you can tell they're all like KGB, FSB. They're, oh, why do you know Pachinik? How does he come to talk to you? Are you a government agent? You know, I mean, this is like something out of a movie, okay? And I'm like, realizing, like, this isn't Russian TV, is it? This is, I'm like, there's like government flags in a command room. And so I'm telling you, that's the weirdness. And then I had this Mossad agent, who's one of the top guys in the country, whose cover is writing for a major magazine. And he gets here, and I go, I know this is really a visit from the Mossad. He goes, well, I'm sure, but I'm, hey, well, how'd you know that? I'm not really doing an article. I just want to see what you're planning to do to Israel. And I'm just like, I'm not against Israel. I'm not against anybody. I'm against World War III. And so
you're against Matt.
And I have this conversation. I go, look, I know not just Israel was involved in 9/11. I know a bunch of countries were. I think it's wrong that the false flags are carried out. And as long as he knew it wasn't personal, he just ran off. You know. And then I had MI6 show up and all the rest of the stuff. What I want people to know is then I had the CIA multiple times with reporters as cover. And then they sit there when there's no recording and you go, yeah, I'm here for the CIA to ask you, please stop doing this. And Obama would really like it if you'd stop. Well, I had one guy get on his knees, okay, and beg me to stop doing what I'm doing. Basically, because we don't want to kill you. Now, the reason I'm telling all this now is this is the real world I live in. Just as a reporter who isn't trying to destroy the country, that wants lower taxes, that wants fair trade deals. So I kind of told you up front, you know, that's the issue. You come to work here, though, you're getting on the Millennium Falcon. I mean, this is not like you're going to fight the empire in some far-off corner. And the empire are these global corporations that are crony, that are anti-free market, that are attacking what made us great because they see it as competition instead of the fertile soil that's going to launch us to the stars. Well, so, closing comments, and I'm going to Steve Pajanic.
Who wouldn't get on the Millennium Falcon, honestly? And but even I've been working here for just over a month, and I get people sending me stuff all day long. I can't even imagine what it would be like for you. But real quick, back to what you said about Johnson, I want to point this out, how he didn't want to
What planet he's on.
He doesn't want to say, he doesn't want to answer the question and say a president because he doesn't want to offend anyone. He wants to be politically correct, so he just decides to look
no
like
language. Who's your favorite president, foreign president?
So, right, he would rather look like a complete fool than actually give an answer. And this is the psychological war that you talk about with Pajanic. If they can make you censor yourself, if they can make you censor your own speech, if they can make you afraid to speak your mind, they don't have to get rid of the First Amendment. They don't even have to touch the Constitution. It doesn't matter.
They've created a basket case with zero confidence. We're taught how to have no confidence, no new, you know, true thoughts or liberal ideas.
So tonight on the nightly news, we're going to have a bunch of stuff. You know, Obama spoke last night, too. He did a little presidential town hall. I thought that was going to be a straight-up Trump bashing session. It ended up not being, but he said a bunch of stuff we can expose him on. We'll talk about that. We've got more Obamacare, and I'll be doing a follow-up interview from my report with Andrew Kerr, who wrote a scathing report on Brock's activity. He's also done more reports relating them to the Clinton and all these other super PACs. So we're going to expose him, and he said his goal is to force this into the mainstream and get Media Matters audited. Could you even imagine, Alex, how vindicated would you feel?
They're not going to do it, though, because the IRS admittedly persecutes patriots. They even go after veterans groups that try to get better health care for veterans. These are the most sickening evil people because they have a competition who can be more evil.
So it's like, what do we do here? I've got the documents. We've caught him red-handed, okay? David Brock is colluding and laundering money in the Democratic Party platform. We caught you, and then they're just not going to do anything. So what do? We take the Millennium Falcon to the next light year and fight the next battle.
That's right. Owen Schroyer, great job. Anthony Kumin is going to host the fourth hour. I want to go to Dr. Steve Pajanic now. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Alex.
And Doc, I didn't mean to go into that whole rant earlier about you or me or any of this. I just don't think people understand. This isn't a TV show that's like entertainment. This isn't fiction. The general public needs to know exactly what's going on here, and the fact that you and I and others are having such a big effect against this criminal, piratical group of criminals shows that they're not invincible. In fact, they're quite weak. And the fact that Hillary's coming out naming us, the fact that they're all panicking, the fact they're claiming I'm a Russian agent has really, really a window, I think, into the fact that these are a bunch of unconfident crooks who can be brought down and our republic can be restored if the people just take it to the next level. What do you say to that, sir?
Well, I want to thank you and all the people who work with you and, of course, the audience that's been with us for, what, over 14 years. And I think you and they deserve most of the credit. My input is basically to say, look, this is my experience. This is where I want to reality test some issues. And as you know, sometimes I make a prophecy and often it becomes true. But it's not a question that I'm just throwing it out in the air. It's based on a lot of the issues that I know, the past experiences, but it really resonates with the American public. Now, we are at a point where we do have what I think the most effective revolution we've had in over 40 to 50 years without fighting, without guns, without weapons. And I see this all over the United States. I just traveled over 4,000 miles, and you can hear the rumbling. You can hear the fact that people are questioning Hillary. They're now talking about her illness or Parkinsonism. And then you find out, as a result of all of the things that we've done, including you and the audience, then Michael Savage, Dr. Michael Savage, whose PhD is in ethnocentric medicines or ethnic medicines, which is a PhD program, was thrown off the air on WABC for simply reading the diagnosis that I made, Dr. Drew made, and a bunch of other doctors.
Yeah, he has one of these rare, I mean, almost medical degrees in his classification. Correct me if I'm wrong, because it's the original apothecary. That's right. A pretty high-level degree. He's a really smart guy, 400 stations. But he's suddenly radio silent. He told me last week in front of the crew here on Skype in a break, he said, Alex, I don't know how long I'm going to be on the air. CBS is really censoring me. I want to air this interview on my show today, but they're not letting me. And he was really upset. So the point is, this really shows how desperate they are, and that's what I'm getting at. We have the Pope correct. Coming out, and I hate to interrupt you, but I got to toot your horn. You were on 2 weeks ago, and you said that Tim Kaine, who had attacked me that very day, saying I'm this horrible, evil, deplorable, you know, racist person with no evidence, her VP was basically a Jesuit operative, and that their failed system was feeding Hillary's agenda. The Pope came out in a Catholic newspaper, it's on InfoWars.com, and word for word quoted Hillary and Kaine about the deplorable conspiracy theorist media are terrorists, these are quotes, and should be shut down. For me, that's incredible proof. Is he getting talking points from them, or are they getting them from him? Because
well,
this is word for word.
Let me reiterate what I've said to you and what I've written for over 10, 15 years. I knew the Pope when he was the Jesuit director under the Argentinian colonel coup, a military coup, which killed thousands and thousands of people by eliminating them completely. I was asked by the Argentinian military in the late 1970s during the Carter administration to come over to Argentina and assist the colonels in basically dealing with what they called communists. Now, what they meant by communists were innocent citizens as well as innocent Christians, primarily Catholic priests, Catholic nuns, who were herded together underneath the military colonel supremacy of Argentina with the blessing of the Pope. The Pope was then the director of the Jesuit council in Argentina.
And in fact, didn't he, the word is they even used confession to have a list that was handed over.
Well, he not only helped and worked with the colonels and allowed many of the colonels to kill and abscond with Jesuit priests, two of them who were arrested and eventually tortured, and sanctioned the torture and the death of four other nuns. So this Pope is exactly like Pope, the one who was a former Nazi and so on and so
forth.
My interest is not so much in the Pope, but what you said, Alex, and I didn't realize that he was stupid enough to literally take the words and to try to rationalize the fact that Kaine, of course, was a Jesuit. The reason is I treated these guys. I used to treat them.
Sure, well, you said it looks like Hillary is being run by Jesuits to a certain extent.
Well,
but I mean, now we have them word for word, sir. What I'm saying is they are word for word copying each other. So they're in lockstep at this point.
Correct. But what's happening, Alex, is let me get it clear.
Sure, go ahead. Sorry.
It's exactly what you said. It's not a question of malevolence only. It's a question of incredible stupidity and a lack of understanding of how self-incriminating both Tim Kaine was, because he was, in fact, working with Negroponte, a very good ambassador, but at the same time a strong operative with our CIA. We had a very strong presence in Honduras. I flew there and then went on to Noriega. The generals in Argentina who asked me to come forth, I have to thank Secretary of State Vance under Jimmy Carter, who said to the generals that if Dr. Pechenik doesn't want to work with you, he will not work with you. And not only that, I went up to the Secretary of State and asked him, could I work against them? And I did. And eventually, we were able to get rid of the colonels and eventually get rid of the Jesuit director, who then went on to become the Pope Francis.
Amazing. So what does this signify? You brought it up, so it must be important.
Happening, Alex. And let me tell the audience, it's not about me or people like me. It's that there are people in this country, in this wonderful country, and all over the world, Catholics, Jews, Muslims, who stand up to the overriding suppression and terror of any system. In Argentina, people were disappearing night and day. The Jesuit director, at that time he was cardinal, was so frightened and so compromised that he had nothing to say and, in fact, was collusive. In the real world of civil law and even Catholic law, this Pope should be indicted for collusion and murder. That's what I said. I've said it for 30 years, and I will not step away from that. In fact, what happened is I created the Brer Rabbit in that Jesuit Pope, and, in fact, Tim Kaine started up to it, and Hillary, because they don't really understand the history of how the Jesuits worked for us, both on the CIA side and as well on the theological side. At the same time, Hillary has been so porous in her reality check and so vulnerable that, in fact, the reason I called up and I wanted to talk to the audience was that I was somewhat disappointed with Trump because...
Well, that's my next question. What do you make of that performance? I know he was advised...
I was not happy. And the reason I'm not happy is the same reason I called up many months ago to say Manafort has to go. And in fact, I will categorically state it again, and Trump will not like this, neither will his group. He cannot have the group that he has now. General Michael Flynn is a great DIA. He's a defense intelligence agent, but he is not a psychological warrior.
Well, he's not the one advising. He's basically trying to...
No, I mean, there's no one there who understands, who has had the experience, and I'm going to say I've had it in two different administrations.
No, I know. You've overthrown countries and propped them up.
I'm not talking about that.
I understand. So how would you advise Trump? What would you say?
No. What I'm asking now, I can't advise him. I can tell him to do strategically. It's very simple. He has to get rid of the people he has there. He starts with a group of three and ends up with two dozen people. When I worked with Baker and Roger Ailes, Ailes knows this better than anyone. You need to know the psychological dynamic of Hillary working in a very constrained period of time, over 15, 20 minutes, and how she baits him. At the same time, he has to know how vulnerable she is. So what's her vulnerability? The fact of the matter is that her agenda and resume is a complete vulnerability.
Sure, I'd bring up all the failed states. I'd bring up ISIS killing Christians by the hundreds of thousands.
Not only that, it's even more basic than that. You know, he started to do this when she said, I was a senator, then say, in fact, well, Hillary claimed you would bring in 200,000 jobs. Over 8 years, there were no job increases. As a matter of fact, there was a 25% decrease in jobs. Trump didn't say that. Instead, he got hooked, and she baited him right into talking about ad hominem.
Sure, but in fairness, Dr. Pachinik, what do you make of Lester Holt? 40-plus times interrupting the signals.
With all due respect, Alex, I had two different candidates who had all kinds of intermediaries. The key to any strategy in the debate is to take control of your own dynamic, which he has not.
No, I agree. I ignore whatever they're saying and just cover the facts and have the energy and show that I'm dominating them.
That's correct, but you're a little bit different in the fact that you do have this history of consistency, you know what you're talking about, and you don't have to deal with an interloper. In this case, Trump is really coming off of his own narcissism. He can't do that. There is no one there who can put him in check and say, look, this is what you have to do. These are the steps in a psychological warfare when you're dealing with somebody over a five-minute period of time. It's not the same as you're dealing with them over 3 years or 4 years. He doesn't have anyone like that. He's hired all kinds of people who've had no experience whatsoever.
Oh, I agree. He's got a bunch. I mean, some of the people he's got working for him. I mean, I'm sorry. What did they ever build? I mean, they do not know what they're doing.
No, I mean, James Woolsey comes on to support Trump. I knew James Woolsey. He was a disaster as a CIA director, a complete disaster. The man never even saw Bill Clinton for 2.5 years. Then he was a neocon who wanted 9/11. The man is disaster. He's not good in intelligence. He's totally oriented to war and profiteering. He's a second-rate man. The issue here isn't about who he can put on board and who likes him or doesn't like him. The issue is very simple. It's like a building. Do you have a strategy? Do you have a tactic? Implement it systematically. He has no one there who can do it for him. Michael Flynn cannot do it for him. General Kellogg cannot do it for him. The woman who's in charge can't do it for him. He has no one there. It was not an accident that I was called in by Bush Sr.'s people, Baker and others, and Hadley and new administrations, because they knew exactly what it is that one has to do. It's not a fanciful game. It's very simple. It's strategy of psychology. They're not trained in psychology. So I'm warning Trump again. He came to the forefront because people like you and I and the audience supported him. But I can assure him that that audience is getting very disappointed with him.
Sure, he has to continue to be a populist. This isn't where you just become a politician.
No,
and now that
but
you're
that's
the...
not only that. He has to be... Alex, he has to be able to articulate what he
wants. Well, let's come back then and spend 5 minutes. You're going to be Donald Trump with Hillary. What you say to her. Then I want to get other geopolitical things that are taking place and more with Dr. Steve Pachinik. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is our website. They're trying to censor it. Spread that link to everyone. Download the free app, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I use the word too much, but it really is the best word. It is surreal. It's like you've read history, you've seen examples of tyranny, hundreds of millions killed by out-of-control authoritarian governments, fascists, communists, you name it, in the 20th century, and you see tens of millions killed in the last 16 years, and a warm-up, a preparation, and most analysts agree, for something much more dangerous than the last century. And all these articles now in the Hollywood Reporter, the London Guardian, about elites all running to New Zealand because of what they think is imminent collapse. I don't know what's going to happen. I want to stabilize things. I don't want to have a civil war. And I see George Soros running around trying to start race wars. His own emails come out and the UN saying they're going to, you know, have reparations for black people so the UN should run things. And Loretta Lynch says, I'm going to have the UN run local police. I mean, this is crazier than I thought they'd try. And I want Dr. Steve Pachinik to have a few minutes here to talk about how he would advise Trump, where he sees this election going. What happens if Hillary, let's war game this, does get in by fraud or whatever, and she clearly looks insane half the time, I want to get his expert opinion on what he thinks is wrong with her. There's a lot to cover. But this is an incredible time to be alive. A very, very incredible time to be alive. Before I go any further, free shipping on all products at InfoWarsStore.com. Ends today. We have the new probiotic, 7 years of development and design. This is the cutting edge of what's going on in Europe. Doesn't have the fillers. 25 billion live. Well, the extra strength version is the first one we actually have out, so it's 50 billion live. And then you also have all the other great things that are involved in it, the 23 strains. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Really, really proud of this. But regardless, it funds our operation. You get a Hillary for Prison shirt, you get a Molon Lambe shirt, Come and Take It shirt, you get a package of non-GMO heirloom, open pollinated seeds. It's great to plant with the kids. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And we're building this media operation with your support. And it's about taking action, not just physically or not just with your spoken word or what emails you send or how you vote, but also in the media you support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And it's not one of our big sellers, but I just love GMO heirloom seeds and things. I love gardening when I have time to do it. And we have the biggest selection that you're going to find online of the very best non-GMO heirloom seed vaults and systems. And we've got now more than 20 different companies and brands that we've personally tested out and tried that are very affordable, high quality, from fruit trees down to basic vegetable packages to you name it. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, water filtration, air purifiers, just whatever's the very best. The newest jumper cable system with 10 different ports to jump your car 14 times. It's the third the size of a briefcase. I mean, just whatever's cutting edge of the best, we've got it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. I'm going to thank you all for your support. Now, Dr. Steve Pachinik's Twitter is twitter.com/Steve Pachinik. You really want to follow him there to get the amazing, incisive, reports. I mean, just looking at him 2 weeks ago saying, it looks like the Jesuits are trying to run this show right now. Nobody's saying that. But you study it and you look at it and then you see the Pope says stuff and a week later Obama says it word for word, the same script, and then vice versa. I mean, this is like creepy. This is very, very creepy. And I don't know any Catholics that like this Pope. I mean, this guy is the anti-Pope at every level. But that's the type of stuff. Tim Kaine, liar. Well, let's put it back on screen. I'll give folks a headline. Tim Kaine, liar. Jesuit CIA operative with dark past. Boy, you said it. And the guy just is like a flaming candy ass. And it just seems to go with the territory with these type of sellouts and sycophants. Now, humor me, Dr. Pachinik. But before you get into Trump and where you see this going and what's happening, I didn't bring up the Russians when I'm supposed to do an interview with them, bringing you up, or I didn't bring up the CIA visiting or whatever to act impressive on air. Obviously, I want folks to know how real this is, and that a show like this could actually have them all shook up and not knowing what to do, and Hillary attacking me. I think that speaks to weakness, not our strength. And so I wanted you to talk to specifically the battlefield right now globally, who some of the factions are, and where you see this going. Let's just hypothetically say Trump doesn't get in, which I think he will if he plays his cards right. He's on the wave of a populist movement. But like you said, if he starts waffling, why does it matter? Maybe it's better Hillary gets in as she's collapsing, looks completely mentally ill, though that's dangerous. Maybe that totally discredits these people once and for all. They were so arrogant, they forced another Bush/Clinton dynasty in. I mean, just how do you see the tea leaves, basically, is what I'm getting at. And why is the power structure openly saying now they want to censor everything, which seems to be a really desperate move, showing they know they're in major decline?
Well, I think you've said it very clearly, Alex. The power structure, not only here but all over the world, is unified in one element. They're afraid of this. We're outliers. We're the black swan. You were the black swan on radio and on the internet. Ironically, I was the black swan in writing about cyber terrorism, cyber nation 20, 30 years ago under the Clancy franchise. So what they're afraid of is that the words we speak, they're quite accurate, And better, often, more often than not, we tend to be very accurate in our predictions. I don't say my predictions, but our predictions. As you said, a year ago, or many years ago, I brought up the issue of the Pope repeatedly. I accused the Pope, as a physician, of complicity in the murder and torture of Catholics in Argentina who disappeared.
Now, that was over a year and a half ago.
That's correct, as well as the Jesuits and nuns who were killed by the colonel.
And now he's speaking probably about you.
That's not anything.
When he says conspiracy theorist journalists must be shut down.
Catholic, and I went attended Catholic churches in Albi in Toulouse. But the second part is that I accused the Clinton administration and the Obama administration of such massive corruption that James Comey is sitting there like a fool, a moron, and a pathetic idiot who can't answer a simple question that's given to him. Why did you offer impeachment to criminals, and including Lynn, the woman who's, what's her name? No, not Loretta Lynch, but the chief of staff for Hillary, who was also in his law firm. So the corruption of Lynch, the corruption of Brennan, the corruption of our military, all lies within the system of Obama, Clinton, and the Bush.
Sure, Cheryl Mills or Schultz?
Cheryl Mills. Cheryl Mills was in the same law firm as Comey. He should have recused himself. He and she were in the same law firm.
And as a psychological warfare expert, one of the leading ones out there, pretend to stop for a moment, daughter. That's what I mean. As a top, you know, psychiatrist looking at this, because as a layperson, it's like Emperor's New Clothes. Don't they get there burning themselves down in front of everyone?
Yes, but with all due respect, Alex, what happens when you have massive self-destructive behavior? That's what you're seeing. Comey was put on the spot, thank God, by our congressional operatives and our congressmen who said correctly, why are you offering immunity? Why have you not followed through? And Comey cannot answer the questions. And he can't answer it because he's lying. He knows he came to that position as a result of collusive behavior, compromising his integrity, and compromising the integrity of the FBI. John Brennan compromised himself long ago. He was known as a secondary operative. He was really an analyst. In the intelligence community, Brennan was not considered very bright. So who brought him up? The Bushes and the Clintons, because they could manipulate him. Remember, a system of politics depends on vulnerability and pandering, not on competency. You and I have to depend on competency. The American public has to depend on competency. They don't pander.
That's right. We've got to make our kids' lunches. We got to pick them up. We got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
We got to change the cat box. We got to take the dog for a walk. We got to pay the taxes. We got to show up. They just sit up there. And why do you think? I asked a question earlier. I have all these clips we can play, but I'm sure you've seen them. This new thing where they go on TV and laugh about how dumb we are and admit they're lying to us and celebrate it on Charlie Rose, celebrate it on C-SPAN, celebrate it and say, thank God we're dumb. What is that?
Well, all that is fear and a secondary issue. It's a distraction from the main issue where they realize they're highly vulnerable.
So that's them acting competent. That's them whistling past the graveyard. Is that them whistling past the graveyard?
Well, it's not only whistling past the graveyard. They're in the process of self-destructing, and they don't know what to do. They don't know how to strike out. In the same way that Trump should have hit Hillary about her father, who was a Jew, didn't like the fact he was a Jew, changing his name to Rodham, was a man who abused her physically and mentally as well as a mother, and never made a penny.
Yeah, let's talk about the CIA file on Hillary, her real background. Let's talk about that.
Well, the CIA file on Hillary is that I wouldn't be surprised, quite frankly. I don't want to say this again.
We don't want to get the Justice Department in here, but let's just not play games. Let's just get it out.
Well, there's no playing games. The problem.
No, I'm not saying you are, but as a psychiatrist, what do you? I mean, we know about her history. We know her dad was a mob boss in Chicago. We know he was Jewish. You're half Jewish, and nothing wrong with that. Point is, she's not. She's ashamed of that. I'd be proud of it if I was her. And let's talk about why she's so mentally ill.
She's ill right now because she came to the point in her life where physically and mentally she has self-destructed. She has Parkinsonism. It's an issue of neurological damage. It's been there for years, 4 to 5 years. Columbia Physician and Surgeons has the record. They have the neurological evaluation. They have the CAT scans, the MRIs. She picked a little doctor who attended my Cornell Medical College, and she lied, this doctor. But Columbia has all of the records. We don't see MRIs. We don't see the CAT scans. And she's trying to lie her way to the presidency. She may get there, because if Trump fails, he'll fail.
We're going to get to that, I promise, in a moment. But specifically then, let me just ask this question, because I found it so interesting. I mean, that happened. In fact, some of the people were in the office, and they saw that, like, is this a TV show? Why do you think the Russians, before I was never allowed basically back on RT again unless I was a guest on another show or, say, a documentary interviewed me? I don't care about RT, big deal. The point is they want to be on all the time. And then after there was this meeting, and it wasn't RT, and it was like this Russian government, and people interrogated me for like 20 minutes, and I was just like, this is an interview. They kept asking about you, and then they basically thought I was some operative or something, which I'm not. I'm proud of the fact I'm organic, folks. I'm proud that I haven't been part of some agency. I'm not saying it's bad of you, Ben. They were obsessed with you and really were acting like you were Godzilla or something.
Well, here's the problem. The Russians knew very well that I worked in the Soviet Union to take them apart from the 1960s, thanks to Nixon, where I was sent overseas and started working in the Russian-Soviet psychiatric hospitals. I was taking out Christians, Anabaptists, and Baptists out of these psychiatric hospitals and beginning to take down the Soviet Union. Putin knew this. I mean, he was not there at the time, but Andropov knew this. The KGB knew this. They knew all about my work.
Why is that so important, getting people out of countries? Because I know that was...
Because it was the beginning of the end of the Soviet Union. I had developed a plan which systematically was able to work on the fact that there were Christians who were defying the atheist ideology of communism, and in turn they were put in psychiatric hospitals. So I had the credibility as a psychiatrist to go in there, and I literally commoditized these Christians by saying to one of Stalin's men, who was the last man available, a doctor, I will give you Wang computers, X number of Wang computers for this person, that person, and that person. They all turned out to be major Christians. In turn, we began to take down the system little by little.
Oh, I get it. By spreading the word that the Christians could reactivate inside Russia.
Correct. But the second part was the fact that I knew their KGB was highly compromised, and I could buy off many of their operatives, including the GRU, the KGB, and other elements, by helping...
It was just weird because they were interrogating me, and I said, this isn't a TV interview, is it? And they're like,
no,
Pachinik,
no.
Why does he talk to you? What is Pachinik doing? and so I thought it was very, very interesting that they're definitely obsessed with you.
Well, they are obsessed with me. Putin to this day wants to know how I took down the Soviet Union. He's not going to know that. But I do have respect for him in terms of the fact he has to do what he's doing, but he cannot continue in Syria to kill those people. That's a warning to Putin. That's the beginning of the end of Putin. And I'm saying to him very clearly, you have problems within the Kremlin. You have the FSB. You have the SUV. And you know very well that we can put them into spin. And that means that Putin understands that he can't trust anyone. And that's exactly what we did, or I did, years ago with several of Brezhnev and Yeltsin and others who were involved in the Soviet Union. It is not hard to take down a...
Sure, and conversely, though, the White House is scared of you and other patriots. So we're going to break, come back. We're going to go to break and have you...
Follow. Listen, I was trained by our military and by my intelligence service. My dedication is to this country. I do not ask for promotions. They asked me to be promoted to a rear admiral at 39. I turned it down. They asked me to get a pension. I turned it down. I did not have money. I wasn't being cavalier. I simply wanted to serve the country, to thank this country for taking me in as a refugee and allowing me to be everything I could be and fail. And that was the beauty of what I did. So they had no hold on me.
No, we're going to break. I'm going to come back and get your message, what you think Trump should do in the next debate. But specifically, though, the only reason we bring this up is the battlefield spectrum. I know the police are somewhat awake. The military is awake. A lot of people, I never want to make the government like the good guys, but it seems like government people are more awake than the general public. The arrogance of trying to put Hillary in, the rotting political system. How would you describe the political climate right now?
It's totally corrupt. It is so self-destructive, and it's irrelevant. What's happening right now is, as I went through the nation, the different states, it was clear to me, as I've said for a long time, Washington is irrelevant. They know it. They're irrelevant. So they're trying to create false flags, which we had in Sandy Hook and all that other nonsense, in order to make themselves relevant. The FBI has become irrelevant. The CIA has become irrelevant. In fact, what's becoming more and more relevant are people who are staying home doing cyber security and doing internet work. What's happening in our country is we're transforming from an industrial state to an information age, and we're trying to compete with a massive Chinese economic engine, not military.
And because the globalists shut down our economy to sell it off, they've actually forced us to morph and create new economies the central system can't control.
Well, there is no more central system. With all due respect, the globalists are finished. The beginning, and that's why I support...
That's what I wanted to say. They expected this whole world government. It's already falling apart. Every EU country's leaving.
It's fallen. And one of the things you and I were successful in doing is when we supported the movement for Catalan to break away from Spain, for England to break away from EU, and for Scotland to break away from England was the beginning of the end of EU.
And by the way, I'm not bragging, but I've talked to Farage at dinner and on air. He admitted that UKIP was nothing until 15 years ago, and that most of their new members were from this show, people listening over there. I don't want to give us credit, but it's actually crazy that he will tell you that UKIP got its main push from InfoWars.
That's correct. I wasn't kidding you. It came out of here. You and I kept discussing it, and you would ask me what was happening.
I remember you said 5 years ago, watch, nationalist movements breaking away, the EU's done.
That's correct. I
thought you were being too confident. That's what's crazy, Doc. This is really happening. We'll be right back.
And you're part of it.
I know. It's amazing. Stay there.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
all these sociopaths, or people that really aren't even sociopathic, but they act like it. A lot of them care at some level. They think screwing everyone over and only caring about what you're getting today is what a winner does. No, that's not what builds civilization. And I can tell you unequivocally that they're coming to the end of their road. We got 6 minutes with Dr. Pechenik, then five more, and then I'm going to have Anthony Cumia, who's an amazing talk show host, obviously taken over. He got kicked off for speaking out against Black Lives Matter and the rest of it of his Top XM show. But specifically, you know, what Trump should do. Trump, I mean, I don't know what's going on with Trump. I mean, I think he was trying to be nice to a lady, trying to be chivalrous. But the truth's the truth. Heavens may fall. You know, justice be done, may the heavens fall. And so what would you specifically do if you're Donald Trump and you're in the next debate with Hillary Clinton?
It's very simple. Number one, he stated it in the beginning that in 30 years she has done nothing. And he has to go into detail to explain that she did nothing when she collated the and culled together a bunch of people to create a health program. That was a disaster. The children's program was a disaster. He has to go into detail how she did go into Iraq. But more importantly, he has to go into detail how she attempted to say that she brought in jobs for people in New York State. And as a senator, she accomplished less than nothing, made huge promises, as he said, and go into detail to show that, in fact, that the end of her tenure was a minus 20.
And you turned Libya over to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, absolutely.
Well,
so
then she can go into ISIS. He said it correctly, that Al-Qaeda and ISIS was the result of her presence in the Middle East. The fact that she has a problem in stamina has to do with the fact that she has a medical history. She's fainted repeatedly, and her response that she can have traveled to 128 countries is not really an issue, because that she ended up with no agreement, with no treaties, and absolutely there was no result to it. And
because she didn't care. She was just being paid by foreign powers to sell us out.
Well, that's part of it, but I don't want him to get into the, you know, to get into a tit for tat fight. At the same time, he can explain.
He can just say, "You're the past, I'm the future. You represent everything
correct,
everyone hates."
Alex, that's exactly the point. You are the past, I am the future. You couldn't have said it better. And in the future, and what he can do and really stump her, put up a PL sheet and a balance sheet in front of her, irrespective of who the intermediary is, the moderator, and say to her, please read the profit and loss statement and tell me what it means. Because not one of our presidents in the past 30 to 40 years has ever had a job. Neither Clinton, Bill Clinton, Bush Jr., Obama.
That's his strongest suit.
Had a job.
They act like it's a weakness that he's an outsider. That's what we need.
Well, but the contrary, he has to show how important it has been to be able to read a balance sheet, a PL statement, and not defend himself the fact that he had $635 million in debt against an asset that's worth $10 billion. He's correct, but the people don't understand that. Nor does he get to have to be caught into the tax issue. What he
exactly. Most of my company is in the black, but there are areas that are in debt because that's part of the plan to pay it off.
Well, that's what you're doing.
But the general public doesn't understand that.
No, but you can't teach the general public everything. What you can show is that Hillary has no idea of business, and he has to go into that systematically.
Yeah, she just goes and raises taxes and gets more money.
I'm sorry?
She just goes and just takes people's money.
Well, she has no idea. She has no real strategy. In fact, her whole team is really nothing more than sycophants whom I've known for 20, 30 years, second-tier quality. They're not really very good. They're Al Gore spinoffs or they're Carter.
All right, stay there. Five more minutes, sir. StevePechenik.com.
So the issue here is then in
pharmacy. We got to go to break. We got to go to break. Back in 70 seconds. We have five more minutes on the other side. I want to ask you to put a bow on this, but what will Hillary do if she gets in? 39 days out, folks. Fourth hour coming up in about five more minutes, and then Anthony Cumia is coming on.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.